Well done. That was a bit more like it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Second half, we were superb. Great football, great attacking football and pace in the team. And we looked more intense and strong. Having Dan's back, and him and Bannon second half, I thought were excellent together. Janko on his debut just got stronger as the game went on, more confident. Lafondra gets his goal, which will do him the world of good, deserved it. Johnson gets a goal, will do him the world of good, you know, the inexperience.
that was some first touch, by the way.
Well, he's a genius of a player, and I've got to say his influence around the place is immeasurable at times. Probably should have scored earlier as well, but again, he got better as the game went on. But I thought Liam Feeney was outstanding tonight from start to finish, and he's playing in a different position. We had to change the shape because we looked a little bit ragged at times, you know, and once we changed the shape, you know, we looked a lot better, and thoroughly deserved the win.
Some goal from Janko, wasn't it?
Oh, you know, he's got that in his game, but you know, there's very little backlift there, Jack. I mean, I thought the ball was under his feet a little bit, but how he gets the power in the direction, and it's unstoppable, you know. And you know, we battered away, went on off the line, keeper made a couple of very good saves, and you're thinking, are we going to get caught on the sucker punch here? But thankfully, the second goal allayed all the worries, and the third goal was the icing on the cake. It's a great performance and exactly the reaction I was looking for after Saturday.
Onwards and upwards then, speaking of Saturday.
You know, we're 13th now. It's the highest we've been since we've come in. Feel good. And I mean, you just wonder what might have been if we hadn't dropped a few points and the injuries have caught up with us. But there's still a lot of football to go. We're still looking at the bottom three. You know, but we're still looking really up the table now. Can we make a late charge? But we need to get more bodies back because I still think we look a little bit lightweight at times, you know, physically.
Is there any possibility of anybody returning for Saturday?
Good question. I would doubt it. We're hoping to have Craig Davis and Heskey for Forrest. Trotter may be fit. Not sure for Watford, but he may be. So we may have to go what we have today. And Watford will be, I'd imagine, stiffer opposition than Fulham today. So, again, it's important to rest tomorrow and get ourselves ready, which will be another big ask of the players.
It's the cat out of the bag with Janko now. He was a bit of a surprise to a few people.
Well, I think, you know, he's been around the scene for a couple of seasons. Mm. I think he's far from the finished article. Mm. You know, there's a rawness about him still. And it took him a little while to get himself into the game. But you can see what he can do. You know, the 1-2, it was a great player from him and Lafondra. And we know he's got that pace to get in behind people. Great ball for the goal. And then, you know, he just got stronger as the game went on. And he gets us up the pitch. And you can't beat pace in the team, you know. And on the counter-attack, we look great. And when Feeney's in that sort of mood as well, you know, we really looked... You know, we had a real attack and thrust from both flanks. And it's a little bit different to the way we played, you know, having genuine wingers in the team. And sometimes it leaves you a little bit open. But I think at home it's worth taking a risk or two. And I think the fans enjoyed it today as well.
Well, Feeney's just played everywhere really for you, hasn't he? He's not had much rest at all, but one of his better nights tonight.
I think he's been fantastic for me. I thought he was a decent player, but he's actually a lot better than what I thought. And his athleticism and his fitness is incredible. And he's played more or less every minute of every game. Low maintenance. Has, you know, odd dip here and there, which you expect. But over the piece, he's been a huge player for us.
And you've been waiting for ages to get a lucky bounce off a referee. And thinking the build-up of that second one, you got a nice 1-2 to Josh Javella.
Yeah.
Well, probably the only thing you got off him all night.
I was going to say, yeah, because I thought we had a couple of penalty shots, you know, particularly in the first half, the Villa shot. But... You know, it was one of them games where you didn't really notice the referee in the entire... So I have to say, you had a decent game. But I'm going to say that because we won.
A young lad popped up in the development squad last night, Slovenian lad. What's the deal?
Yeah, Ian Blumskill has brought him in.